pick it up. Bucks have 11 to shoot. Giannis driving on Tatum. Down the line. To the rim! Left-hand throwdown! Giannis is probably done as Hill shoots the three-pointer. Why not? Bango for Hill. Bucks have hit 18, make it 19 three-pointers, adding to a playoff record for one game. Game two in the bank for the Bucks in earning interest. They even the series at 1-1 with a 123-102 win over the Boston Celtics.
Curry throws out to Iguodala. Touch pass. Thompson running the floor. Jammed it with a right hand. The Warriors caught the Rockets napping. Durant guarded by Harden. To Curry off the screen. Has all day for three. Switch. Curry knocks it down. Harden from three-quarter court after the horn. Not going to count either way. And this one's over. Golden State forced to work pretty hard by this Rockets squad. They win 115-109 and sets up a game three coming your way on Saturday from Houston.
Can you take us through the injury, how you dealt with it, how painful it was, and how difficult it was for you to get back out there, and what was it like playing with it?
It hurt. I can barely see, but just try to go out there and help my teammates.
And with all of that, we say good morning. For any of you that stayed up all night and watch basketball,
I say mazel tov to that. It's hard.
Anybody that hit the 10:30 special out on the West, which ended up being a heck of a game as the Golden State Warriors go up 2-0 on the whining Rockets. It's and of course the Bucks have a great third quarter last night. Outscore the Celtics 39-18. So we're 1-1 in the series except for last night. Golden State goes up 2-0, and plenty to talk about. Yesterday, I was about ready to throw up. Every time I turned my TV on, there was something going on, and now they found out that Scott Foster was going to be the official for the game,
and
they didn't like him, and he didn't like them, and he was out to get him, and he shouldn't do our games. And I was like, James Harden. And by the way, James Harden's not even the worst. Chris Paul's the worst. They whine and bitch, and then their general manager starts whining and bitching, and they got stats to back things up, and their record with this guy officiating, and you're like, it was really, I mean, it's bad for business. It's terrible for fans to hear. For just NBA fans who have been looking forward to this series, it's really bad when you're basically telling everybody, you think everybody's out to get me, and I got no chance, and so the officials are going to screw us over. It's awful. And I know everybody likes their commissioner, and he gets the greatest hall pass in the world because they got a great TV contract right now. Things are good. Things are a lot better. The players are happy with what they're allowed to do and not do. It's all good. But this is just bad for the game. Like, it's bad. And the good news is, to be fair to everybody, last night there was no whining. Matter of fact, everybody came out and said the game was officiated properly and no problem and everything else. Because carrying on for 2 or 3 days about – or 2 days between the games on how bad the officiating is.
Joe, it gets old. It's old. It's come on. Like, just play basketball.
Style of play. And I was listening to the Scottie Pippins of the world and other guys who were debating other guys, and they're going back and forth. And, you know, and it gets a little personal because you like one team over the other and you think that it's not fair to, you know, whether you think James Harden's, you know, should be getting more calls or not, the whole thing. And then you go way too far when you actually have people in your organization throw out stats from last year and go look at plays and how many of those should have been fouls and how many free throws we would have made and we would have won this game, that game, we'd have been in the fight. It's just...
How about they come out with a report that says they should have been the champion last year? Yeah. Like, it changed who the NBA champion would be. Like, come on.
It's some serious, heavy whining that if your kids do it, you tell them, hey, stop.
Yep.
Enough. Get back in there and play the damn game. These are the best officials in the world. They're going to have the best. We said the same thing with the NFL officials until that NFC game, and three of them are standing there looking at each other on that one call. But anyway, yeah, that the whole thing. I don't know about everybody else. I just get tired. I get, you know, the officiating. These leagues are going out. Whatever you think of the leagues, they're going out. They have a grading system. They they go out for all sports and they all get graded. The head people of the run the umpires and the officials and the referees and whatever your sport is. I know people don't believe it, but they're not throwing some guy off the street to do the playoffs and the finals and everything else. They're on a grade system where the best guys get to do these games. So these are the best. I don't think they're out like, hey, man, I sure am glad to be in the playoffs. I can get even with those bastards. They badmouth me all year. I'll get even with them in this game. I mean, I just don't believe they do that. Now, I get that human nature is certain officials, certain referees, and certain players aren't going to get along, especially if a guy constantly bashes you. But last night was a great example of a nice bounce back, and Harden and Chris Paul, the great two whiners in the NBA, didn't say a word about anything last night, and ended up being a game we were wrong about the amount of fouls called and free throws and everything else that were shot in the game. So ended up being a fun game to watch. I had to cheat a little bit and get up early this morning so that I could watch all that stuff that was going on. I got to ask you another one here. Is anybody overdosed right now on all this Josh Rosen stuff? Like, I mean, I understand our writers got to have stuff to write about till we get to mini camps and stuff. But we've beaten up about every angle there is of Josh Rosen. And now he shouldn't be handed the job. The team came out and said it's going to be an open competition. I gave my opinion. I think Josh Rosen will be the starter. If not right away, sometime early in the season, he'll take over and get every opportunity in a season that's rebuilding and doesn't have enough overall talent on it. He's going to get to play a lot. But there's going to be an open competition in minicamp, camp, preseason, probably early in the season they'll play the best guy because this guy's going to want to win some games. But at some point, I believe Josh Rosen will be the starting quarterback. But, man, we have just there's not much more to say. I thought Chris and Coach Flores and the rest of these guys have pretty much said everything possible for every angle, and nobody should care about what he said at UCLA. That stuff should be
thrown out the window at this
point.
Should
be just put to bed, man.
It's like a lifetime ago.
With about 20 covers over the top. Yeah. Like seriously, 20 blankets over the top, sheets and everything else, and just put away.
Well, you see what's happening.
Go to bed on that one.
With Josh Rosen, now imagine if the number one pick next year is the Dolphins and it's Tua. How many stories are going to come out? How many articles are going to be written? What the storyline is going to be for this team? But this is with Josh Rosen. Imagine if it's Tua.
Yeah. Well, that's a different deal if for next year, but we're not to next year. Like, Tua's got a full season in Alabama to play, and I expect he's going to have a great season. He's got the best receiver to throw to in college football, who some think will maybe be the second guy taken in the NFL draft next year. So we'll see how that all plays out. That's a year away, the 2020 draft, and we just finished up the 2019 and everything around it. And the other thing is, there's more stuff about Tyreek Hill coming out and all these stories about things that happened in the last month or so. And Tyreek Hill was living in a hotel when he was, told they had to split up and there was no baby and the baby was taken away from him and everything else. And this stuff coming out that she had twins, she's going to have twins, and was passed out. A three-year-old was running around the house, and he apparently on his phone, which a lot of people have. You can watch your house from your phone with your system that you have put in there, and sees that she's asleep. So he calls the police. He's concerned about everything. So they go. It's just really dysfunctional. And I know pretty soon we're going to have three kids for these two. But I always wonder in the bigger picture the fact whether he's still in the NFL or not here pretty soon, or if he's ever going to play in the NFL again. But sometimes certain people are toxic together.
Yeah.
And to be fair to him, I don't think she's an angel either.
No, I mean, it looks like a 50-50 split on who's crazier at this point.
I don't know if it's 50-50. I don't know if one brings out bad.
They bring out the worst in each other, and that's the worst kind of relationship.
I've been in a toxic relationship. super toxic. I don't mind saying. I really don't. I've been in a really, really bad relationship. And a really, really bad relationship, you sit back on all your mistakes, and I feel like I've written the book on mistakes you can make in relationships. I'm the first to tell people, I've joked about it for 25 years, I'm not very good in relationships. I've worked on things, but I still suck. But anyway, have you ever noticed there's one thing that always pops up? And I probably shouldn't even be bringing this up, but I really don't give a
Yeah.
You ever notice, and this one you know it's bad, when you got certain things that bother you that you know you can get under skin,
sure,
and you bring it up.
Of course.
Whether it's about somebody in her family that she's real sensitive about, and she knows how to get yours with certain things about your family
push
or about
each other's
you.
Buttons, yes.
You push buttons to the point that it's just you want to kill each
yep.
other.
It's bad.
And then you start saying words to each other that you can never take back.
Yep.
You know, whether it's a C word or whatever. I mean, I'm just being really honest here first thing in the morning. You just feel like, just from that little audio we got from him.
But they know how to get to each other.
When you start saying shut the F up
yeah.
to your girlfriend or your wife or fiance or live-in because you have kids together, girlfriend with kids. What's the name? What do we call that? Girlfriend with kids that you live with.
No, it wouldn't be baby's mama.
I don't know
what it would be called.
But whatever it is, it's pretty much like you're damn married.
Yeah.
And when you're going, hey, F the up, F you, I mean, it's just that leads to a real toxic relationship. Then you throw in a bad day by one or the other to start with. Then
more,
you throw
more
in drinking,
yep.
whatever else you might be doing. And the thing can get really, really ugly. So they just seem like it's one of those relationships,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Like, I know you're going to have three kids here pretty soon, but it's not – that doesn't make it better just because, hey, we got two more coming.
Yeah,
I'm good now. Hey, forget about everything. We're great. It just puts more stress.
I know, put more pressure on the
tension.
Relationship.
Yeah. It just – unless something drastic happens, Tyreek Hill – This is just, and I don't know anything about her. We just know Tyreek Hill because he's really good. He had issues with her coming into the league, and they're still together, and they're still going on.
Yeah, still having kids together.
Anyway,
that's crazy
man, I just like.
You need
I,
a hug or anything?
It was just that. No, it's
Hollywood,
just,
get in there.
I was just thinking about this, right? But everybody knows how to push everybody's buttons.
Of course.
And there's certain things even now that I know that if I said, and I, for whatever reason, would want to get my wife pissed off. I could do it.
And she can, and by she
the
knows
way,
the same stuff about you.
She could,
yeah.
you know, hit me with your parents have no education.
That's it.
You know,
yeah.
she could hit that. I mean, I was just thinking of things that used to, like, get us rocking and rolling in earlier relationships.
You spend enough time with someone, you're married to someone, you're girlfriend, boyfriend with someone. Yeah, you find
that. And when
that
you
stuff.
Do start fighting, you go, oh,
yep.
you ready to go ugly time? Here we go. Let me tell you about your friggin' and oh, really? Well, let me tell you about yours. And pretty soon you're like, you better get the F out of here. Beep.
Yep.
And then it's, you know, it's out of control.
Toxic is a good word for all that.
Toxic,
goes back
yeah.
to the audio when
toxic.
Your son is terrified of you. You should be too. What? That
yeah.
you're that's the conversation
you
you're having.
You should learn to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
yeah, shut.
Your son is very terrified of you.
You start doing that stuff in relationships.
You just know it's
man.
Never going to work at that point.
And by the way, if you're doing that stuff, unless you get a lot of counseling, he's probably not going to stop, right? Mm. This is a young couple. I don't know how they were raised or what happened in their past or any of that stuff. That's way over my education to even figure out. Hey, we got to go to break, though, man. I'm sorry about that. I had to knock that out earlier.
I'm just glad you feel
better.
What
the hell, Joe Rose? What the hell did he just go through, man? Yeah. I'll tell you where he's going right now, a little CBS TV. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I mean, you're going to take up 8 minutes repeating your damn self. Mr. Sensitive. No, ain't no Mr. Sensitive. Do it again. I'm telling you right now.
Don't you want to weigh in on this
no,
game?
No, I don't want to weigh
too?
In. No.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Shaq. Yeah.
You know though. I'm
just a sensitive.
Well, no, I ain't sensitive. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm telling you right now. You play with me if you want to. Supposed to be 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, back to 1. With your dumb ass. Do it again, Chuck.
Oh, man.
Yo, this going to be some fun.
Hey, so Chuck.
You repeat yourself.
Who was a better high school player?
Kenny, I ain't in the movie.
It's supposed to be one, two, three, not one, two, back
and forth. I'm not saying no jokes. I'm not saying no jokes, man.
It's funny.
That's him, man. That's all him.
It's funny.
Say what?
Do it again.
Kenny, why don't you go ahead and say what you want to say?
I'm going to throw this I think it's fun. I'm going to throw this metal damn can at your ass.
Oh, man. He's been getting on Shaq all night. That's what it is.
No, Kenny, you started messing with him in the back.
No, I didn't. You started with the whole.
No, you said you started with
the back. You started with it. The Felipe Lopez.
No, you
was
said
a
Felipe.
Player.
You said, Shaq, didn't Kenny make you mad earlier tonight? He said Felipe Lopez was a better player than you.
Let a high school player because we were watching 30 for 30. Yeah, he said that. He's like,
people
he's taking
home
over.
Know me that I ain't playing right now.
You
took up a minute, 20 seconds.
So entertaining, man. Even when they just get just
Shaq was pissed.
Stuff. Oh no,
Shaq was pissed.
But by the way, that's what makes it too is sometimes they get totally away and one guy's a little butt hurt.
I'm gonna knock
because
your ass
the other
out.
Two guys are talking so much and they're not letting him talk.
Supposed to be 1-2-3, not 1-2 back to one. I'm gonna knock your ass out. I'm gonna throw this can at you right now.
By the way, once they realize he's salty,
they keep. Oh, it's the worst.
It is just like being inside a locker room.
Yeah, of course.
They're going right back at it when somebody gets salty. You find out when your teammates get salty about something, it never stops.
Yep.
We had a guy on our team many, many years ago. It's just one of a zillion stories. But he was always in debt, so we didn't realize. And he hit me one day, and he says, hey, hit me with, hey, can I borrow $100? I'll pay you back next week because we got paid every week. And I go, yeah, if you need the money. And he gave me
excuse. Yeah.
Some BS.
All right.
So anyway, another guy came and said, hey, is this guy on this? Does he hit you up for money? I go, I just gave him 100 a couple days ago. He goes, damn, he hit me for 100 too. So somebody else walked by and goes, damn, he hit me for 100.
Uh-oh. I see a trend here.
So then, while he was getting dressed, somebody, you know it's coming. Because it looks bad when you got 100. Now you owe all these guys and you're going, hey, I'll get you later, man. I'm sorry about that. And you're just falling further and further away. So, of course, we had a guy stand up in front of everybody, the whole old little locker room we had in St. Thomas University, say, hey, put it on the chalkboard. Who does this guy owe money? And then we put our names at the bottom and we put the amount. How many people are on that list? Exactly.
It's a little embarrassing.
And, coaches and they walk in and out.
Of course.
And, Shoes didn't play any of that stuff. Because he see that, like, pay your damn debts. You're going to borrow money, damn it. You get paid like the rest of these guys pay. So, yeah, and the list got to like 12 guys, 12 Oof. Or 13 guys. My man was a good grand.
I hope you're closer to the top of the
grand
list.
And everybody, and of course, that embarrassed him to slowly start to pay everybody back for whatever. Now, back then, nobody was making the big dollars.
No, $100 is $100, man.
Yeah, but $100, whether you're playing cards or whatever it was, and there was always a little card debt going on for certain guys that got a little carried away on the plane, coming home mostly, although we played cards both ways.
Drinking on the plane also. We actually have more sound from TNT that I want to play for you.
Hello, friends. Anticipation is building for that annual rite of spring, that tradition come every May, down in the state of Georgia. The gathering of the legends at Chateau Elan, and Ernie Johnson will be defending his title as the greats compete once again for the coveted black jacket.
My man Jim Nance is such a great dude.
When is that? When is it?
It's this Friday. That's why we're announcing the field for the as Chuck called it.
Oh, look at the logo.
The Black logo, Masters. Chuck. This year. You gotta love Jim Nance.
I'm just number one. Thank you, Jim Nance. But I'm just letting y'all know, America, Ernie Johnson is not winning the Black Masters this year. He's not winning the Black Masters. I'm gonna rise up. I'm gonna rise up for everybody out there, and I'm gonna win the Black Masters.
This is the greatest pregame, postgame, any sports show there is.
What is wrong with my man? Oh, that is funny, man.
The Black Masters.
That show, By the way, sometimes, you know, half the stuff they do has nothing to do with the games.
Of course
not. Which makes it, instead of just hitting you with X's and O's, they give you the other part of the show. There's no question. Mm. Hey, I know it's coming in. I know a lot of people, Zach just told me, coming in this morning.
Three more just came in.
Want to know what happened with my friend.
Can I get a mooch update? Is the friend still under his roof? Hollywood, Zach, someone please ask what happened to his buddy. The big story today is what happened with Joe's mooching buddy. This is the text machine this morning.
I was getting my first coffee early this morning, and somebody asked me too. So,
you know, it's bad when the guy at Dunkin' Donuts is asking you also.
First of all, I like this guy for, I know I throw him under the bus
it's
a little
buddy.
Bit.
We know that.
But I feel like I have a right after all these years to do it. So, of course, my wife was gone when I got home. Gone and salty. When she got home, she was salty. We had to have a talk because every time he comes in. So, I get home after the show. I leave right away, get back, and he's still there. And I said, listen, dude, I actually, on the radio show, we were looking at good deals to get you
not good deals.
A hotel room that's not too bad in some areas close to the water.
Yeah.
Said,
be a nice friend.
I'll be able to come over and see your stuff, but first of all, did you pack your stuff? He hadn't packed.
Of course
I go,
not.
Dude,
why do you have
I ain't
to
changing
pack,
my mind. You got to go. I'm dead serious. This stuff. And then you got to get to a point, go, look at my wife. I don't think she hates you, but she really dislikes you. I mean, I don't, because hate's strong, right?
Now, hate is
too
a strong
much hate.
Word.
I'm
yeah,
trying
yeah.
to keep hate out of my
no,
life
it's very
these
nice
days.
Of you. Very nice of you.
I said, listen, and honestly, it's nothing against your friend, but these new friends that keep popping up at the house, it's not cool because everybody knows she won't be around long, right? You promised her this little South Florida trip. And
you came down with no money.
Yeah, and like she's broke, you're broke, it ain't working. I don't know how you do the South Florida trip when you have no money. And you thought because you figured out my daughters aren't home, my two young daughters, that you guys could, what would be the big deal, and just take one of the hotel rooms. Well, the big deal is we didn't invite you. Yeah.
It's a nice strategic move by the moocher, by the way. It's a strategic move. He knew the daughters weren't there.
So, he goes, yeah, she didn't seem very happy when she left this morning. I go, listen, man. I go.
Gotta take a hint.
I mean, we thought you were staying in a hotel, right? I mean, so I got through all this stuff, and I said, come on, I'm going with you. And because you were right. Are you one told me his credit card was like there was no room on his credit card?
No, it's maxed out. Or very close. Maybe he had $18 or $19 left.
So he has some cash. Not a lot. I go, dude, what kind of trip did you think? Like 1926? You could have, like, how did you think you were going to, like.
Oh, I can answer that for you. It's exactly what you said.
This trip.
He had enough money to fly down here, and he knew that at that point he could throw it on you. I don't have enough money for a hotel room. You got an empty house. I'm your buddy. I love you. You're my guy forever.
So I asked him, I said, does she have a credit card? I knew. Well, you know, it's kind of maxed out. So, man, this is a great time to take a trip, man. Really, really good time. So I said, come on. So I took him. I ended up over in Hallandale.
Wow. One of the Hollywood specials.
Yep. There's a bunch of nice little motels over there.
Yeah, inns, yeah.
Motels, yeah. Inns.
Inns.
Look like decent. And I said, dude, you're close to the water.
That's it. That's how you have to sell
I said,
it, right?
You got that rental car, you're close to the water.
You're a mile down the road from the beach.
And I'll come see you, and I'll see you. No, no, I'll stop by, right. Take him to eat or something. But I said, listen, man, you can't stay. So I picked the room up. I said, dude, I'm paying for 3 days.
Okay. That's very nice of you.
I said, you guys.
Put your credit card down.
I did. I had to pay with a credit card.
Hollywood warned you about this yesterday.
That's all right.
Incidentals.
No, there's not much at this thing you can get. There's not much.
He'll find a way.
There's not much at this thing you can get because I explained. I go, look at 3 days only, I'm paying.
Mm. I mean, there's no mini bar or anything like that, right?
No, I asked. I asked all that stuff that you guys brought to my attention. So they're there. And he's not even bothered. Like, I got to tell you, this guy is one of the great, like, he's not affected by anything you say or do. He goes, dude, we'll see. You going to hang out with me for a while? I go, no. I'm pissed off right now. I'm leaving. He goes, well, you coming tomorrow? I go, yeah, I'll come tomorrow. I go, get in your car today and try to go enjoy the beach a little bit. You guys need to see the beach. You don't get to see the beach where we are in our little town. So go see the beach. It's really nice. The Atlantic's a lot different than the Pacific. So go enjoy yourself, man. And so I did. I don't even want to say the room was pretty cheap. So it's not a big
deal. Did you look up reviews and everything like
no,
that?
No, I didn't care.
All the stuff I showed you yesterday?
I didn't care about reviews.
Well, how much was the room?
Can we do prices right here?
With taxes?
No, don't say it.
No.
I want Hollywood to take a guess, and then I got to win.
I just got to tell you my total bill. I guess that's what you want.
Yeah. All right. Hollywood goes first. I like going second. Three nights.
You want a full, like, out-the-door price for three nights? I'm going to say you went in for slightly under $200 at $198.
Ooh.
This is the first time I'm doing this. What'd you say, $198? $199.
Wow.
What was the total?
Wow, it was like 192.
Oh, come on.
So we both lost.
Well, you went over, but you were closer.
Wow, that's funny that you guys, that was...
I was going to say like 200. Yeah.
Well, I just never had that much cash on me.
It was $100 for two nights, and that was the absolute cheapest you could get.
Anyway, didn't look like a bad place. I didn't go...
They have breakfast?
No.
Continental, at least?
No.
You didn't spring for the place with breakfast?
That was, like the microwave pancakes?
Man.
I didn't know. No. I think there's one of those little coffee machines if you want to get a little like coffee.
Like cereal boxes?
No.
An orange?
Yeah, the coffee. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what there was.
How about this text? If Joe was a true friend, he would stay in Hallandale and let his buddy stay at his house.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
I think it's from your buddy.
That's somebody laughing, right? There, yeah. Somebody thinks that's funny.
How was the pool?
Small.
Wet.
I wasn't there
half
very
filled.
Long. First of all, I didn't even go check because I didn't want to hear him bitch in case he didn't like his room.
You put him close to the water. He doesn't need a pool.
So I told him, I go, listen, if you guys want to hit some tracks where you are, you're really close to a lot of action both ways. I said, the tracks are, you need a little something to do, a lot of fast food restaurants, if you want it, one way or the other.
Smell that Popeyes, it's right down the street.
So, anyway.
So, yesterday, I kind of enjoyed reading the hotel reviews, so if you wouldn't mind during the break, you don't have to say the name of the hotel on the air.
I could tell you.
I'd like to see the name of it, and I'd like to read some of the reviews, if
possible. I like Hollywood's reviews on this stuff.
So, anyway, and then, of course, I took a little time to...
How was the wife? Now that she knew he was gone.
She's fine. She's she's very low maintenance. She was just glad I stuck to my word. And,
good.
Because she felt like it sent me a little text. He ain't leaving. She goes, he's not leaving. He thinks he's related to you. Like anything you have is his.
I mean, it sounds like it. $200, huh?
I guess.
Impressed. $192.
You got to love him. He made some kind of comment like, this is really nice of you guys to let us stay while we're here. And she called me and goes, he thinks he's staying the whole time. I go, no, he doesn't. I told him it's one day. She goes, yeah, but you're such a pushover. Are you going to be a pushover on this? Oh. I don't even know this woman. I have nothing in common. We just looked at each other. I said, all right. It's done. And I gave you all this stuff, and she's going to be pissed that I brought all this stuff up on the radio.
You're not letting him back in your house after this, right? Because the texter's making a very good point.
Yeah.
Like he could be infested after.
Yeah.
Like there could be a bug situation.
Epidemic in that, between the two of them.
Oh, after what I'm having staying to come back. No.
After staying in a $40 motel.
I also like the last text. Bo Camper staff's now on notice. Frankie the bar loader is in town. Locked the bathrooms. The barf loader.
You gotta love though that he'd be the only one creative enough that I'm sitting there drinking with him. I told him I gotta go because I gotta get up early in the morning. He goes, I'm just gonna stay. He met some girl.
Genius
so
move.
Wanted to buy her drinks. I said, you know, I had the tab open.
You kept it open. You didn't leave and close it. You
anyway, should've. He somehow manipulated the bartender that Rose and Bocamp are good friends.
Just keep the tab open.
Just keep the tab rolling. And he freeloaded me as much as they could drink. She's puking. And then he brings her home.
It's a great story.
You could, like, that's got to be all-time class. I tell them. Right. We're with the other guys. When I go home, there's a few of the guys I still know. I go, look at this guy. Seriously, I could tell you a story. And they go, no, he does that stuff with us, too.
So it's like, not just you.
Like, he does that stuff even when he's home, man. All right, we got to go to break. That's
good update.
I'm
that.
Done. I'm done. Thank you, though, for all caring so much for, I don't know. It's kind of like, I know he's a pain in the ass, but he's my pain in the ass. I get it. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. By the way, had a guy join the 3,000 Club last night. That
was your buddy's bar tab?
That's a lost right. No, he better not be. Oh. That was, we were in there. We got a big problem. Mrs. Rose better be with me if I'm running that kind of tap.
Radio.com.
This Cinco de Mayo, WQAM wants you to find your beach with Corona. Join WQAM at Gulfstream Park and Casino this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. and register for a chance to win an all-inclusive seven-night trip to the beautiful beaches of Punta Cana and the BeLive Collection, courtesy of Viva Travel. Happy Cinco de Mayo from Corona and AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Pour me an ice cold Corona, man. Never a bad time for an ice cold Corona or a Corona Light. All right, all kinds of stuff to get to. By the way, Lewis Brinson was sent down quietly, who's been struggling. Everybody knows. Sent down to AAA, part of that Christian Yelich deal that will always be tied to his name, right?
Never want to be on the other end of that one.
Never
right?
Going away. 27 games, 197 batting average, oof. 28 strikeouts, only 2 walks, 4 RBI, and the thing he did during the spring was hit 5 or 6 home runs. He's got 0 home runs so far. So
he's struggling.
They sent him down. They obviously noticed. I actually really like him. Got to spend some time with him up there in Jupiter. And he can still get it turned around. He's only 24. But he will always have, as that young prospect, have Christian Yelich tied to his name.
Part of that trade, of course.
Everybody looks at him no different than when Miguel Cabrera and who those two guys were who never
Cameron
panned out
and
here.
Andrew Miller, right?
Andrew Miller ended up being,
yeah.
By the way, Maben's played a long time and been on a zillion teams and been average, but, you know, he's a good guy to have on the team. And Miller actually turned himself into a really good setup guy and really dominated.
But not for the Marlins.
But not for the Marlins.
That's the problem.
So
right?
That deal got, as Cabrera went on to become one of the great, I mean, he gets up in the morning early. He used to be able to, like, drive in, hit 40 home runs and drive in 130.
Did my man win the Triple Crown one?
Yeah, no. He's been unbelievable.
Pretty good player. Yeah.
Till now.
Yeah. Getting older.
But hey, he has been great. So it's been that deal. And so he's got to overcome that stuff and get some things worked out. But yeah, this is the problem when everybody in an organization goes, this is a really good deal. We're going to get Brinson as one of the big pieces, and we're going to give you Yelich. And Yelich goes out.
Wins the MVP.
Wins the MVP and then gets off. I think he injured his back, but he gets off to a ridiculous start, mostly at home.
And the major piece in the trades now in the minors.
I was going to say he's got 14 or 15 home runs right now, and then one of your pieces that you got, just, you know, that's why you put a lot of pressure on your organization. Go get me what you can for this guy. We should be able to get a lot for him. He's got a friendly contract. He's young, and he's really good. And obviously, Marlins didn't know if he's going to be this good because he took his game to a new level once he got to Milwaukee, and is killing it. By the way, speaking of baseball numbers, C.C. Sabathia joins the 3,000 strikeout club. Only 17 pitchers. Only 17 in that special club for baseball, which has been around forever. 3,000 strikeouts. You start doing 200 strikeouts a year.
Yeah, for 15 seasons. Yeah.
That's Zach,
a lot.
That's
an impressive
a lot of strikeouts.
Club to be in.
You get it. First of all, you're a dominant dude if you're getting 200 strikeouts a year. And for this guy now to sneak up on that, he's been around a long time, obviously. But a real special, one of the special numbers. Baseball numbers have always been, right, like 700 home runs or even 600 home runs, there's not that many guys, or the 300 batting average club, or any of those things. Not so much with RBI, but 300 wins and 3,000 strikeouts have always been pretty damn special numbers that we've had a chance to watch guys do. Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, and guys like that really really dominate. So congratulations to him. That's pretty impressive.
Got to make the Hall of Fame, you get in that club, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the debate
now? I would think so, even though what I see is like 247 wins. Yeah. Did I see that number? He's not going to have a chance for 300 wins.
He's only the third lefty to do this, by the way, also.
Yeah, I got to believe that 3,000 strikeouts, man, is pretty good. That's a great question, though, Zach. I don't know enough whether he gets in or but he's still pitching, man. He's still good enough that Yankees want him back. Yankees aren't just keeping guys around if you can't freaking get people out. So
how about the fact that he's at 3,000? He played a long time, like you said, long time. And Nolan Ryan has 5,714 strikeouts.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm just looking at the numbers because I'm looking at now where does he, like, rank? Like, where, like, how many people? I can't believe some of these numbers.
Hey, listen, growing up, watching Nolan Ryan.
Holy moly.
Who, by the way, used to just look at you and go, I'm going to throw it 100 miles an hour and here it comes.
Yeah,
try to hit it. And strike guys out. And Randy Johnson, I mean, those guys, I don't know, what did Randy Johnson end up with?
That Randy guy, Johnson, 4,875.
Jeez.
Roger Clemens, 4,672, and Steve Carlton, 4,136.
Crazy.
There are only four guys to reach 4,000 plus.
Roger, of course, a lot of people think got a little help, but still impressive numbers. By the way, you know what's going to happen here in baseball. We forgive about it. We're going to forgive everybody but Pete Rose.
I know.
Everybody
right?
is going to be forgiven for the steroids and anything they. I really believe that. I think when it's all said and done, I may be dead. You'll still be around, Zach.
I hope.
But we're going to have all those guys. We're going to start to slowly get – Pudge got in. He was – no question Pudge was dirty. He got in.
Stopped eating McDonald's, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, I think he – was he the McDonald's guy? I think he was when he came back and he got real skinny.
Wow, he lost 40 pounds. I stopped eating fast food.
So – I don't know. There's been other guys accused of. I know Bagwell's name's been mentioned with being dirty. I just think there's going to be a lot of guys, not just the Canseco book guys. I think we're going to start to see all those guys, right? As time goes on.
You got to think, yes.
Some of the old writers go away.
That's what they need, right? You need kind of the new school of writers.
I think some of the old-time ball players, I just think they'll, in time.
You think we'll see all those guys in the Hall of Fame?
I think
McGuire,
a lot.
Sosa.
I think A-Rod. Look
A-Rod.
What A-Rod's done.
Yeah.
I feel like A-Rod's not going to have to wait that long.
Yeah.
He got busted, which I don't know what that means when you get busted, because nobody ever comes clean on how long they did steroids.
No,
never, ever going to get anybody to tell you, yeah, I got busted, but you know what? I only did it a couple of – like, nobody's going to admit, I got busted on this damn testing. I did it for like 12 years of my career. Nobody's going to say.
For a second, I thought you were.
Nobody's going to say, you know, my 15 years, I started taking junk when I was, you know, probably 12 of the 15 years I was on something.
I would love that.
So they always go, I got busted. Can you believe it? It's like, I only did it four or five times. I got busted twice. Damn, I got caught in that lie.
So you had a 15-year career, 12 of those years you're on steroids, you hit 500 home runs. You know what? You're a Hall of Famer.
Good job. There's a lot of people. I think a lot of these guys, right out of high school,
sure,
were taken.
It's not hard to believe.
Got tired of warning track power and got to the big boy stuff.
Joe, how many home runs? Think about that whole era. How many guys are now tops in that home run list or on that home run list, the elite home run list that we talked about for so long?
But you know what? We were watching McGuire and Sosa go back and forth, and they break in from one game to the other game. All right, St. Louis is playing the Pittsburgh Pirates right now. McGuire's up. He hits another home run. Well, hold on now. That's number 35 on the season. But now let's go to Sammy Sosa. The Cubs are playing Milwaukee right now. They go back and forth. We all got wrapped up, and baseball was like, you got to go watch one of those guys play. You had to be there. We are going live in NBC for batting practice up on top of the stadium there in the 400 level. watching McGuire hit him damn near out of the stadium. Not one person ever said, God, this stuff, we got to get on that program they're on, man. It's unbelievable.
Remember the creatine in the locker room?
We thought they were just, that's right.
Hit that big bottle.
Androstein.
Whatever it was, yeah.
It was Androstein. Yep. And we thought, man, these guys are lifting weights. They never, Willie and those guys never lift the weights. Yeah. Look at how much more muscular these
Less
guys
drink.
Are. Hey, we got to go 7 o'clock here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We've been all over the place this morning. Great basketball last night. And by the way, I didn't stay up and watch it. Just teased it and saw it this morning. But the Rockets and the Warriors. Warriors go up 2-0. We'll have a lot more of that coming up in Hollywood's update and headlines. Straight ahead in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll have all that. Radio.com.